getting clear on what you offer as a coach. For most new coaches, one of the biggest blocks is doubt in oneself. We're usually worried that without being extensive in an area, we might not have done well. Worse yet, we believe that we will be called a fraud. Or what if at some point in the session, we don't have an answer, or we don't know what to say? So here's a message for everyone. You have a lot to offer. Hi, everyone. This is Nick Bosk here for our weekly Coaching 101 Minute recap of Coaching 101 classes offered here at International Coach Academy this past week. We had a great conversation in one of our classes around the value that we bring to the table as a coach. So understanding your value as a coach. Here is a list of some specific things that we as coaches bring to the table for our clients. First is listening. Not many people really listen. Good listeners are few and far between. Most people practice the art of waiting for someone else to stop talking so they can have their turn to speak. Really listening is a fantastic service to provide. Number two, providing structure. It's amazing how much we will get done when we know someone will ask us next week, "How did you do?" By being there across the table or on the other end of the phone in many cases, you're helping your client focus their attention on what is important in their life. You are a support. Number three, partnering in their success. Many people run with a running partner. Without their partner, they may not even run as far or even go at all. However, with a partner, their attention is focused on running. They run more often, further, smarter, have more fun, and go further. Partnering with someone in their success is a powerful service to provide. Number four, a sounding board. Hearing ourselves speak out loud takes our thoughts to another level. Speech brings thoughts out into the open rather than just having a conversation in our mind. Speaking our thoughts out loud to someone allows us to test our ideas and our thoughts. It also helps us to hear them in a different way as the coach repeats back what we have just heard. Putting ideas into words helps them become clearer. As they speak, clients get clearer about an issue. There can be value for them in simply speaking aloud whatever has been in their mind all week. Starting an idea, dream, or a vision gives it a life. Number five, a different perspective. We all have blind spots or aspects of our lives that we don't see clearly because of a habit, an emotion, or being too close to the situation. When it comes to our own lives, many of us can't see the wood through the trees. Often when we get a different perspective in our lives, it usually comes from someone who, in turn, has their own particular take on an issue based on their habits and emotions and our relationship with them. Having someone who is both an objective third person and also someone you can trust is a winning combination in coaching. Number six, your life experience. No matter who you are, you've learned things that could be helpful to someone else. You might be married or divorced, in love, out of love, healthy, unfit, rich, poor, a parent, an orphan, an employee, a boss. You may have worked at a summer camp, played in a band, or ran a marathon. You may have switched careers or grieved for someone you've lost. Regardless of your experience, there are things that you've learned along the way that will allow you to empathize with one another. You can use your life experience to understand, listen, perceive, and help someone through a similar situation to yours. So what is your value as a coach? Stop now and think through these different items and to see where your value is. Other questions that were asked in our Coaching 101 classes this week included, I have an expertise in a specific area. Is it possible to bring this into my coaching? What does continued education look like within the coaching industry? I invite you to come along to one of our coaching calls next week for our Coaching 101 teleclasses. We have time options across the entire calendar, so there's bound to be a time option that fits perfect for your schedule. This has been Nick Bosk for your Coaching 101 Minute.